It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Scripture teaches us that for everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
Wait a minute. Last year in office, Lord. She was really big on quoting scripture.
Yes, she was.
That good Catholic that apparently she thinks she is.
Oh, yeah.
And she did it again. That was her final send-off yesterday. What a beaut.
She is a shining example for Catholics to follow throughout the world, Nancy Pelosi.
Get out.
What a wonderful day this was. What a great thing. After it was kind of a tough 7 days with this whole midterm madness that went on.
Yeah, but it was worth that. That was the payoff.
Absolutely.
Just to get,
absolutely.
Get her to get out of there. Thank God.
That was a very nice moment to sit there in the middle of the day yesterday to have that news come across, to hear her with her send off. It brought a nice big smile to my face. And I think I said out loud, it's about time.
I think you could feel like this cloud lift over the country. It just felt better with her stepping down. She's still there. She said it last week.
I have influence.
And you know what else was funny? What she said? She said she's going to focus on her representing her district,
right,
in San Francisco.
The good people of San Francisco.
You think maybe you want to start paying attention to that district, Nancy?
Well,
with incredible rates of homelessness and drug use and people sleeping and doing whatever else on the streets. Oh my gosh, you might want to pay attention to that one.
I've got to drop the hammer on our crime problem. Oh, sorry.
Well, unintentional.
She's out of our hair.
Good
well, not
bye.
Really. You're not gonna. In fact, I don't want to rain on the parade here because it's been nice to talk about her stepping down. But you will see her more in the media now. She's got more time.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, it's worth noting that she's not going away forever out of Congress. She's still in Congress.
Well,
I guess it's just the fact that she's not in that position of power anymore. It's a nice thought.
But she is still the one. We knew this, and this was probably discovered about might have been like 2 years ago now. She's the one that sent out the talking points that they all follow. That's
right.
One thing the Democrats are really, really good at. They all stay on page.
They do.
They send out the talking points, the three major points to stick with through the media and in their House hearings and all this other stuff and the subcommittees in the Senate. And she's the one. I don't see her stopping doing that. Why would you?
There's a lot of behind the scenes things with Nancy that are probably going to continue.
Absolutely, they will. She just doesn't have that mantle.
But I think the thing to hang on to. The thing that can make you smile is that she is slowly on her way out.
Thank God.
Yes. So that was all in all great news to hear, to see yesterday. The thought of her not being there in that, that chair anymore is a very nice thing.
Thank God.
Oh.
You may not have Joe Biden to kick around very much longer, according to the House Oversight Committee. Now, this is kind of a stretch, but they tried it day one where they could gather and get their committee together. Boy, they announced all different kinds of things.
Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden. And that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
That's James Comer from the House Oversight Committee. Him and then the follow-up, the guy that really did drop the hammer, the closer.
Oh, yeah.
The closing speech from Jim Jordan yesterday. So there are lots of things involved here. Not only Biden, and we'll list all the accusations here in a second, Hunter Biden, the entire family, other nations that were accused in laundering some money with this, as well as the FBI. They brought up within this whole accusation, series of accusations, the Department of Justice and how dirty they've been. And Jim Jordan said specifically, we got 14 whistleblowers on the FBI, unheard of.
Hello.
They contacted them months ago.
So maybe these are people, look, if it gets this far, where they actually have House hearings, people are called to to testify.
It'll at least be hearings.
I mean, you would think
so. At the least, right.
So do they bring these whistleblowers to the stand, so to speak?
That's a good question. If you're an FBI, I don't know.
I mean, do they want to reveal themselves?
No, they don't.
I guess that's the question. Can they get one? Can they get one or two? Two would be key. 14 would obviously be completely damning. But if you can get two, that would be key into actually moving forward, proving at least some of these charges against Joe Biden. That was an interesting distinction they made, by the way, Comer there.
You're not kidding.
It was that this is an event. He made sure to say it, too. Emphasis. It's an investigation on Joe Biden. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
He mentioned everybody else, but an investigation of him. Laying the groundwork for what they want is impeachment, for sure.
For sure.
I don't know if they're going to get it, but wow. Mm. You know what I was thinking, too, as far as the whistleblowers go? So they have to get together, talk with each other within the FBI. Like, they're field agents they're talking about, I think. They got to get together, have some sort of secret meeting at Denny's.
Right.
And then you got to reach out specifically to somebody like Jim Jordan and contact him and hope you're not discovered.
Amazing.
And that's a lot of risk for 14 of them to do that.
And it sounds like they pulled it off.
Wow.
And by the way, I think you're right. The meeting place has to be Denny's. It's got to be.
That's where I always imagine all secret meetings take place. 3 a.m. at a Denny's in Washington, D.C.
Getting some moons over Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Meeting Jim Jordan there. He's there in a wrestling sweatshirt.
Jim, it's 3 in the morning. Why are you wearing that?
I just ran 18 miles. All right, it's the first time this year we could play this.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
Oh,
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
That's what they're saying in Buffalo this morning.
Oh, no.
In Western New York, no. All joking aside, it's a massive, they're calling it an historic snowstorm. 18 inches. That's a blizzard.
Sure is.
That's a blizzard, baby.
God bless you all up there. Stay safe. But yeah, man, this is insane. We saw this storm coming. We kept hearing whispers of it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then yesterday they really started saying this can be an absolute historic snowfall in the Buffalo area. The lake effect.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for the lake effect snow, Bill. That'll get you every time.
Oh, yeah. It's hitting.
Feet of snow.
It's hitting. They declare a state of emergency so they can get some funding in case things get really bad. Obviously, that always happens. Erie County, you're going to get the worst of it, I guess. Executive Mark Pollenkartz.
Okay.
He's announcing several cities have declared that state of emergency up there for about what they're about to be hit and the aftermath of the thing. So he's announcing that.
Currently, there are states of emergencies in the county of Erie, the city of Buffalo, the town and village of Hamburg, the town of Amherst, as well as the village of Angola.
Okay, this is a lot different than a major, I don't want to disparage Buffalo, but I mean a major city like Philly or New York or Boston getting hit with this, or Chicago, but it still will affect a lot of plane travel. So if you've got some business, got some family in that area, definitely check with the airlines. They're talking about canceled flights already. So
100%. I mean,
check in.
You may not even be able to drive into there for a couple of days.
More importantly, because we're very selfish.
Yes.
For our purposes, this has affected the Friday football picks, this storm.
It made the whole situation very fluid for us today.
Wow.
I know.
This is like we're like Caesars in Vegas changing the betting lines.
But I can tell you a little bit of breaking news.
Yes?
They're done.
Oh!
I don't know if you heard that slam. That was me slamming.
I heard it.
Slamming the picks on the desk. They're done. I have them here.
We heard it over the air.
9:03. The sheets will be handed out.
We'll tell you why that affects our Friday football picks. There's a little tease about that. And is Twitter closed? Is Twitter going away?
Oh, no, it's happening.
And more coming up next. The East South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. A lot of news. More of it's coming at 7:30. What's happening, Karen?
You might remember recently we were talking about the sheriff of Broward County, Gregory Tony, and he was saying we need more money for our 911 system because calls are being dropped and everything. Well, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says Broward County needs better emergency communication system, and he has said this since the Parkland shooting.
Yeah. Mm.
And apparently they haven't done it, and now he says he's going to subpoena people to get together and make decisions that he's just not going to put up with it. They need to do something about it, which is very scary. So that more coming up.
All right, we'll see you at 7:30 for that and more during Rapid Fire. Newstalk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Well, snowstorms in the Northeast, Buffalo, Erie County specifically. Here's what the officials are saying there.
And there are other areas of Erie County, the vast majority of which is northern Erie County in the Buffalo metro region, which will see 12 to 18 inches in the overnight hours.
Okay, that's a lot of snow. We feel for those people. Down here, if you get flights in and out of that place, you got to check with your airline. But selfishly, more importantly, how it affects us is during the Friday football picks at 9 o'clock.
Darn right.
This is what we're consumed with.
I had to keep an eye on this all week.
It really does. Okay, it's not the most serious thing in the world. We'll get to the real headlines in just a second. But if you're like, so Vegas has these massive big gamblers. They call them whales. They get out there, right? And they look at games like this. Weather affects a lot of stuff. With the betting lines, what's here, and a much smaller scale, it's going to change my pick on this thing if this game is, in fact, on our sheet for 9 o'clock.
If it's on there, which you'll find out soon. But it's funny you mentioned the betting lines, too.
Yes.
I checked into it, yeah, just curiosity to see where it was at. The total, as they say, the over-under is up to 49. So what does that mean? A couple of days ago, the over-under was 43.
Oh,
so
really?
It moved 6 points up, plus six, since the announcement that this thing was moving to Ford Field in Detroit, which is where the game is going to be played now between the Bills and the Browns on Sunday, which is an indoor, you know, stadium, arena, whatever you want to call it.
Did you have the same reaction I did at first, though? It's like, you know, you don't want people to be put in harm's way and
sure.
all that other stuff, but I thought, oh.
Yeah, you know, I did.
It's not like Buffalo fans aren't used to snowstorms in game.
I know.
And I was kind of selfishly, again, looking forward to seeing a snow game.
I'm with you. I thought it was just going to be an absolute spectacle. I couldn't wait to watch it, honestly.
Ah.
And I saw that, I was like, oh, they moved
games.
It. Oh, it's so much fun. One of the best snow games I can remember, and you will too, it was a New England Patriots game. And I think it was...
It's been a few.
There was one specifically, and it might have been against the Dolphins, where the fans were throwing up snowballs
yes.
into
yep.
the air from the stands.
It was a snowball game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that famous scene of everybody just throwing snowballs in
yeah.
the air because there was so much snow accumulating during the game.
I just remember Teddy Bruschi intercepting one of the thousands of Dolphins quarterbacks you had in that era.
It was the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, I think yeah. it was. And he did a snow angel in the end zone.
That's right.
That's what started the whole thing.
I remember being so annoyed, but at the same time, I was like, this is pretty cool, actually.
So I don't know. So that's happening. That
yeah.
was just a roundabout way to promote our Friday football picks at 9 o'clock. That's why I said that there.
That's right.
In the meantime, is Twitter closed? Well, technically, it's not closed down, but the Twitter headquarter offices are closed in San Francisco. That happened overnight. No official reason given, but they think it's because of a security concern from Twitter employees themselves. You know, the demented leftists that work there.
Bye-bye. Good riddance.
Elon for himself does not seem too concerned. He had said before with the memo, he demands extremely hardcore work from the workers that are going to remain there, right? That we knew. He keeps on saying, in fact, probably the most relevant tweet he sent out last night was, all-time Twitter usage hits an all-time record again.
Right, go figure.
Okay by me.
In the midst of all this chaos going on and the national news smiling from ear to ear as mass resignations come in at Twitter because they're thinking, aha, Elon, he's going to fall. He's going to lose all this money.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think this is just the first step to moving that thing to either Texas, which would be the leader in the clubhouse.
Right.
Or Florida.
Oof.
I think it's moving out of there. I really do.
The meltdown would be epic if Elon moved Twitter to Florida. And him and Ron DeSantis have a big press conference together. Oh my gosh, you would have the liberals screaming in the streets like they did when Trump was elected.
I don't know what this means, but he also posted a meme of a pirate flag.
I'm not sure what that means either.
I guess he just figures he's a rebel and that's the way this thing is going. I
have
no idea,
yeah.
but that's where we are right now.
To try to interpret his emojis.
Mm.
Twitter's going to be fine. It's not going anywhere. He's going to find new people, new employees. Trust me, people will be lining up to work there. Under Elon's leadership, you know, these people who are resigning just because they don't like him, it doesn't mean there's not a thousand more people who would love to have that job.
And it's so funny to see this happen, though. And it, like we said, I think we said this just yesterday, these days, especially after these midterms, everybody's mask is off, so to speak, in that you know exactly who's playing what cards, you know where it's coming from.
Sure.
All the people criticizing Elon, including some senators, lot of leftists in the media, mainstream media criticizing him. They're deathly afraid of an open news source.
That's all it is.
They hate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They absolutely hate it.
And the news networks hate him because it's a challenge to their legitimacy that they see in their own eyes, that they're the only legitimate source for people to go to because they need to tell everybody what to think.
It's busting the narrative, and that's why he's a threat to them. In fact, that was one of the tweets he sent out. While all this was going on, while they're closing the headquarters of Twitter, he actually sent that out about 20 hours ago. He said Twitter is open sourcing the news.
Right, and they hate that.
They hate that. That's what's really going on.
And that's why we love it.
Exactly right. All right, we got rapid fire coming up next, 7:30-ish. Couple of minutes away, about 5 minutes away, in fact. Karen's going to have all the headlines. We'll chime in as we head into the weekend. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here.
It's 7:30, time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Headlines, we'll chime in. What are you starting with?
This happened yesterday.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
About half the country went, yay!
Yeah, pretty much.
That was House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing she won't seek re-election to the Democratic leadership.
For me, the hour's come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. For my dear husband, Paul, who has been my beloved partner in life and my pillar of support, thank you. We're all grateful for all the prayers and well wishes as he continues his recovery. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
He's been my hammer, anchor.
I mean,
pillar of support.
Wow. Well, that, you notice, too, she mentioned all the presidents that she was speaker with and worked with and all the things she got done with the presidents. She goes, Bush, Obama, Biden. Wait, isn't there somebody in between?
What an absolute jerk. The Democrat, did you see this? They're calling the Republicans classless for not standing for her, for a standing ovation. They treated her ripping up the State of the Union address like it was her greatest moment in Congress.
That's right.
What absolute freaks.
So disgusting. Gosh. Yes, and then the Republicans hit the ground running on the other side of the aisle. Here's James Comer.
Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family.
Yeah, so he and Jim Jordan announcing plans to investigate the weaponized FBI and Hunter Biden.
This is really big.
I mean, actually.
Whether or not it goes anywhere, you know, like we've been saying, is a different question. Ultimately, it won't, most likely, because of the Senate. But at the same time, I guess the good thing is just having it out there, just having people talk about it, well, to have some type of accountability that way.
They're going to try to keep it alive for 2 years, the best they can hope for, I think, for 2 years, till whatever happens down the road in 24, and try to do this, because you're going to lose. You're not going to be able to find the Bidens.
Yeah, you're right.
They'll be protected and hidden.
They're gonna be
with, by the way, Secret Service after that.
That's true.
So, I don't know.
That's a good point. Let me throw this hypothermical at you guys.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, okay? Totally hypothetical here. They go through the investigations, they go through the House, and they decide, you know what? There's enough evidence here to impeach on, say, 3 of the 10 charges they laid out. They go through it, they impeach him in the House, it goes to the Senate, and everyone's like, oh, well, they're not going to impeach him in the Senate because it's Democratic-led. What if they decide to do it, and that's their out? That's the Democrats out to get rid of Biden? Because we've been saying for a couple of years.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, they're trying to find a way to get him out so he doesn't run again or whatever it might be to put Kamala in.
I would say yes, except for listen to all the, and they're not charges. They're just like allegations.
Right.
And there are accusations yesterday because they included in all of this Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Specific individuals, other Congress members. So in all of this, they don't want all that dirt coming up. It was just Joe? Fine.
True.
But I don't know. I think there's too much other dirt. They're going. Jim Jordan wants to go after the FBI. That's what he wants.
Well,
I hope they can get something done with that.
Been weaponized. Other investigations include the botched withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan and the wide-open southern border. Vice President Kamala Harris is calling North Korea's latest missile test. By the way, it apparently, according to Japan, could reach anywhere in the U.S.
Missiles are bad, okay?
She was at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Here she
is. We strongly condemn these actions, and we again call for North Korea to stop further unlawful destabilizing acts.
That, it makes it sound like she's at a really important conference, and she's not. Did you notice how they're kind of sending her out more and more domestically and getting rid of her?
Yeah, you're right.
I think they realize what a liability she is. I think they finally get it.
But why does she talk like that?
I don't know.
Condescending.
We strongly condemn these actions, and we again call for North Korea to stop further unlawful destabilizing.
I'm glad you played that again, though, Karen. Nobody wants to hear her voice, but to hear her say that's her strongest, I mean, take on this is that North Korea should follow the law? What? Like, that's your approach?
Well, listen, at least she wasn't talking about school buses or Venn diagrams.
She loves those things.
Or she wasn't saying that they were our good friends.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah, like Biden.
No, wasn't that her? She said our good friends, North Korea?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I think it was. They're both so dumb, I forget who says it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No brainer.
The question is, where's Mimos?
That's the last time I'll play it, okay?
Thank God.
They found
it,
right?
I'm sorry, yes. I'm not laughing at the situation. But anyway, Mimos Dulcio, she was last seen last Thursday. Well, they found a body yesterday, and it is her and her husband. 36-year-old Jose Pacheco is under arrest, charged with second-degree murder. They were going through a rough divorce. The weird thing was that she was trying to get a restraining order on Thursday, and that's when Nicole came through and the courthouse was closed.
Oh, wow.
And that's the day she went missing.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I know. So
that's weird.
It is weird. And here is, remember this 911 call? This is the OnlyFans model, Courtney Clenny.
I'm gonna die. I can't feel my arm.
What, ma'am? My boyfriend is dying of a stab.
Ma'am, what is the address?
Please.
Anyway, so she is behind bars, and her attorneys are trying to get her out of jail on bond. She has lots of money because she made a lot of money on the OnlyFans thing and on Instagram. She's an Instagram model, lives in Miami. And she was calling 911 because she had stabbed Christian Obomselli, her boyfriend. So
there's all kinds of witnesses saying she used to like hit him all the time, and there was always fights, and he would just like take it.
Really?
Yeah. He was like laughing. There's video of them in the elevator she's assaulting. He's kind of laughing. She's small, and he was like this big bodybuilder type guy. Anyway, so who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline there? Sweden says it was definitely sabotage, so that question's out there.
Mm. Well, it's been out there for a little while.
Was it us?
Well,
yes. I'm just going to say it. Yes, it was us.
Coming up on Rapid Fire, Brittany Griner.
Oh.
Could she be home for Christmas? Time for your 850 WFTL traffic and weather together. Crash on the left shoulder in Delray on the turnpike southbound after Atlantic Avenue. No major accidents report. A 95, though, you still have that construction, which is now delayed. 95 at Glades Road.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy.
Going on now. Save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Well, we are in the midst of a cool front. Your WPTV First Alert forecast. It's really nice outside. Very Thanksgiving-y. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees is our high, and lows in the 60s. Maybe into the 50s and further north and inland. About a 15% chance of rain. It slightly increases throughout the weekend to like 80% on Sunday. Like, oof, 75 degrees and rainy. It's going to be cold. Maybe start a fire. So our highs today in the upper 70s, lows in the 60s. And again, expect rain on Sunday. So back to Rapid Fire. Russia media reporting a prisoner swap could be in the works. This is Russia media.
Still?
Yeah.
I thought they sent her to that work camp and that was it.
They did. Yeah, she's gone.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
They sent her over to a labor camp.
Oh dear.
Okay, it's fine to get her back, one thing, but who we have to trade to get, it's not the Merchant of Death again, is it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
If this administration falls for this, it's over.
Yeah. The deputy foreign minister says that the potential swap would include the notorious arms trafficker, Viktor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death, in exchange for American prisoners, Brittany Griner and the former Marine Paul Whelan.
And a draft pick to be named later.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a joke. If they do this, oh my God.
Wow. He says that he hopes that the prospect not only remains, but is strengthened, that this thing will happen. So we'll see. Ticketmaster, boy, this is a mess. And there's an investigation into Ticketmaster for how they handled the sales of, I guess it's a good problem for Taylor Swift.
She crashed it. She broke Ticketmaster.
What is her tour called?
Eras.
Eras tour?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is...
Who is it?
Joe Levy from Billboard, or is it Levy? Billboard Magazine.
Honestly, the fans, they're more frustrated that they signed up for something and didn't get what they signed up
for.
Well, it's... Listen, I hate to agree with AOC, but she says it's a monopoly. Ticketmaster and Live Nation need to be broken up.
Yeah, who else sells tickets?
Well, some smaller sites, but I mean...
You're right.
They're now saying they didn't have enough tickets ready to sell this tour?
So it was an extraordinarily high demand. Also, they said the cancellation was caused by insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet demand.
See, and that's pretty much it, though. It's just Ticketmaster and Live Nation, and they're basically the same thing. I mean, they work together. It's just two different names.
It's promoter and the ticket seller.
That's it.
And then you had tickets in your wallet, and someone took them?
They were in my Ticketmaster account, and someone hacked my account.
And sold them.
Sold them out from under me.
Ha. Huh.
And
the
they were just
gone.
The most
amazing part of that story is, and then you couldn't get anyone on the phone.
Nope.
That's theft.
Oh, my gosh.
Just gone, and nobody, nobody did anything about it.
You can't call and no.
No, I just... Never went anywhere.
AOC is on line four for you. She wants to start a class action lawsuit.
That's right.
It's called the Diener lawsuit.
You can find out next week. Me and AOC have teamed up in Congress to change the rules.
That wasn't tickets for Taylor. That was tickets for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it was Red Hot Chili Peppers back in August. But No, it's true, though. I mean, they do have a monopoly to her credit. She's right. All you other companies that you have are StubHub or, Vivid Seats. Different companies like that, and those are all secondary market tickets.
It's exactly what it is. Those are second sellers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So Elon Musk is being trolled. I guess there's something called a projection activist.
What?
He projects stuff on the sun.
Who comes up with this stuff?
I don't know.
It's amazing technology. I saw some of it. Did you watch it? Some of the words that are on there, the side of the Twitter building?
Oh, really?
They're calling him an oligarch.
And
he's a threat to democracy.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so you project that on the side of your building? Yeah, I'd close down too.
Yeah.
Petulant Pimple and Space Karen are the other ones.
Space Karen.
What a great band name.
That is a good band name. This would be a very Elon thing to do if he went onto Twitter today and changed his handle to Space Karen.
Oh, my God, I would love it.
Yes. I would.
Why not?
That's hilarious.
I mean, think of on a serious note, though. They're all wondering, oh, is Twitter closing down? Is he out of money? No. He's got a whole staff still of demented leftists employed at that place, and the ones he just got rid of. Just as far as security, I'd shut down, too.
Yeah, email went out Wednesday. Hey, expect to work long hours at high intensity if you want to remain employed. And then by yesterday's deadline, 75%, they say 75% of the remaining workforce took their severance and quit.
Jeez.
People fire themselves.
That's right.
In almost every situation. If they're just a problem, they usually get rid of themselves unless they just absolutely refuse to go.
I personally think it's genius. He's weeding out the weaklings. He's weeding out the people who are trying to sabotage the place.
It's a healthy and good sign.
Yeah.
I think it's one step closer to moving that thing out of California. I think it's going to Texas. I really do.
Oh, good idea.
What else do you need? He's probably got the office space.
And you made a good point.
They must have had such a good... Yeah, they didn't do anything. They just went to work and smoked pot or something.
Did you see how much they were spending on food for employees?
Per person?
It was $14 million a year.
$500 a person? I don't know.
Most places where you work, wherever you're listening, you probably have a snack machine.
That's it.
This place, $14 million a year that was wasted because nobody showed up to work.
Most offices have a snack machine that doesn't work or are out of chips.
Right.
Over here, they spend all that money. No one's there to eat it.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, when it comes to Elon moving Twitter, possibly going to Texas, or could you imagine if he goes to Florida or something like that? He shows up with DeSantis on a podium one day.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, my gosh, what a coup
Florida
that
would
be.
A great place, yeah.
All the commies would sell their Teslas.
Yes.
Great.
problem we don't have. All this snow heading to upstate New York, it's apparently lake effect snow, going to hit Buffalo and the Watertown areas. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Okay. Governor Kathy Hochul says between 2 to 4 inches of snow could fall in each hour for this evening.
When it's coming down at that rate, it is almost impossible to clear the road to make it safe to travel. So you have to let the snow accumulate. We'll continue our efforts, but it will not be safe for a considerable amount of time.
Oh, so she's saying let it all fall and then we'll clear it.
Let it snow.
Pretty much.
Holy smoke. So the Buffalo Bills game against the Cleveland Browns, is that on the thing?
Well, it will be revealed soon, Karen.
He won't say. I tried to get it at him before. He won't say, which means I think it is. It's changing my pick.
Oh, you weren't taking the Browns?
No, I was going to take the Browns. I thought they had a shot. But now that it's indoor on a fast track against the Bills, they're going to get killed.
Yeah, Ford Field in Detroit. Bills are going to remain in Detroit for Thanksgiving Day with the Lions that game. I wonder if they're staying at the Omni there in downtown.
Nice hotel.
I'm from Detroit, so I can laugh. Okay?
That's fine.
The first track. Are you going to see this? 80 for Brady?
I love the...
my God.
I thought the trailer looked hilarious.
Here's a little bit of it.
Game's about to start.
This Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
We know, Trish. We've all read your Gronk erotica.
It's not erotica. It's fan fiction. Very sexy fan fiction.
Gronk.
Hi.
So big.
Thank you.
This looks way... I thought this was going to be just a bunch of annoying old ladies. It looks really good.
It looks funny.
It's a true story.
It's about a bunch of old birds going to Super Bowl 51, and they have no tickets.
Oh.
So the adventure that they try to get in to get into this game.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know it was based on a true story.
Oh, yeah. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. And I'm telling you, they all look good for 80, I must say.
It's a really good cast.
Yeah, and it's based on the true story, follows the four girlfriends. They travel. It's 2017 to see Brady on the field. And it stars Billy Porter, Guy Fieri.
What? And, Guy Fieri's in it.
Oh,
he wound up partying with him.
Oh, wow.
Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
And Edelman's in there, Amendola.
Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman.
Well, that's cool. So they all came in to do the movie.
Yep.
It's
that's
80
awesome.
For Brady, and it's set to theaters February 3rd. I'm excited about that
one. Right before the Super Bowl.
It looks pretty good.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I remember when we talked about this when they announced it.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is just going to be really bad. But it looks good.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
And it's recent, too. It's only, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like true stories. And wouldn't it be weird if Tom was in the Super Bowl? Oh, my gosh.
So, spoiler alert, they beat the Rams in that Super Bowl, didn't they?
No, in 51?
51. Which one's 51?
Keep on thinking.
Hold on.
The comeback.
Hold on.
28-3.
Oh, that's Atlanta. The Falcons
yes.
game.
Yes.
Wow. One of the greatest games even of all time. Better. If not the greatest game of all time.
Even better. Well, that wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
Well, since you talked about the whole Ticketmaster story, there's a viral video going around. Wait till you hear this dad, an adult human being, screaming like a little girl when he secures Taylor Swift tickets on Ticketmaster.
Oh, no, really?
Is he sure?
It's a sound you will never forget. We got that, and Nancy's gone. We'll talk about her going away speech, all that coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
Going to hear a lot from that guy over the next 2 years. That's James Comer. He's the House Oversight Committee chair. He's the guy that has been trying to go after this for a while. Now he's got the juice to do it, backed by Jim Jordan, of course. Jordan comes in after him. He's like the hammer dropper. He's the shot caller.
Comer was like, going back to old Yankees here, Roger Clemens, and then Jim Jordan's like Mariano Rivera.
That's what it was.
Just coming in and shutting things down.
You got it. That's their new nickname for Jim Jordan, the closer.
The closer. There he is.
So you're right. Comer gets up there, and he stalks. This is a long list of accusations, but even when he gets to the human trafficking part, even he raises his eyebrows.
Conspiracy or defrauding the United States? Wire fraud. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. Tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Okay. Now, just to clear this up, these aren't official charges. These are accusations that they're working on. You know this. There's going to be hearings.
Oh, see, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for those hearings.
Right.
And I'm waiting to see then what happens after those hearings. Can they make something stick? Because they go down that laundry list of you know, basically all these accusations that they want to try to at least turn one or two of those into charges that they can bring against the sitting president, which, you know what that means, impeachment. Now, whether or not that's fruitless is a different story. But the fact that this can be out in the public with actual accusations that have teeth to them, not the garbage that the Democrats were throwing out against Trump and his two impeachments that they just made stick because everybody was against them. This is real deal stuff.
It is, but it doesn't matter to anybody that doesn't believe it because it's already starting this morning. You see it already there.
It's ridiculous.
Here's a headline I saw. Baseless accusation against president's family.
Yeah, baseless.
Launched by Republicans. Well, I mean, impeachment? I don't know. I don't know if they have the juice for that yet. I don't know if it's going to happen. What they're trying to do is keep it alive for another couple of years where they can try to get at Biden like posthumously when his political career is over. You know what I mean? Drag him back there. And then Jim Jordan starts talking about the FBI.
That too. Yeah.
That's what he wants to get at.
That's another thing that needs to be, you know, if they can fix the corruption there and the Department of Justice as a whole. That's also maybe even the bigger game. I don't know.
I think it actually is. I think it may be. Jordan, like we said, the closer, he comes in
I think it's also important to understand, never forget how the story has changed. I mean, think about this. When it started off, it was, no, it's not his laptop. It's not his laptop. Then it was, well, it's his laptop, but remember, it's Russian disinformation and no one did anything wrong. Then it was, well, maybe he did something wrong, but President Biden didn't know about it. And now it's, well, maybe President Biden knew about it and was involved, but it didn't influence his decisions.
That's what he wants. And Jordan talked about 14 FBI informants. And all I could think about was, how does that work as an informant with the FBI?
I don't know.
Got to get together with the other field agents. I think that's the level they're at. You got to decide very secretly to contact them. Jordan said they contacted him.
Wow.
Months ago.
So you all have to get together as a team pretty much and say, hey, we're on the same page here.
I mean, you would have to. They're not happy with what's going on. And they're, you know, great FBI field agents that throughout the entire, it's what at the top is what they're complaining about.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, man, 14's a lot. You know, it's different if you have like one whistleblower.
Right.
Or even two. But if you got 14, now how many can you get to go on the record is another question.
Man.
If you can get one or two of those 14. But just to come out and say that there's 14 people who are willing to come out in the FBI and say, hey, here's the corruption that's going on.
It's a lot of people.
It was a good first day for the Republicans, I must say.
That's what's remarkable. They didn't waste any time, that's for sure.
Just came right out.
All right, Karen in Rapid Fire was talking about this. That's gaining some legs too. Is possible class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster from this Taylor Swift thing?
You know what? I'll join in.
You have an actual case.
Yes.
You got your tickets stolen from you.
Nobody did a thing about it.
But there were some people that got Taylor Swift tickets screaming like little girls because they're what? Teenage girl fans, right? Oh, no. This guy's a dad.
Uh-oh.
An adult human being in a viral video screaming like a little girl because he finally got through and got tickets. This is a sound you'll never forget.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there and suggest that we take his man card away. But, you know, you can have your own thoughts about this.
Wow.
I don't even think he's taking his daughter. I think it's just him.
I got it. Woo! Sorry, I didn't mean to step on him there. He's still very excited.
He's still going?
He was still celebrating. I didn't know.
We had to pot him down.
My first thought was... Because I hadn't heard that until right now. So my first thought was, well, he must be excited because, you know, he's excited to surprise his daughter.
Yeah,
or,
I don't know.
He sounded pretty happy for himself.
There may be a side story here we don't know about where he's just going to sell him, you know, to a secondhand deal and make thousands. I don't know.
I will say this. I don't think they're going to sell for this much. I don't know if you saw this report. Someone's trying to sell tickets. $95,000 a seat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's actually listed out there, and somebody took a screenshot of it.
That is insanity.
Is this guy still going?
Ooh, oh, he is.
Yeah!
He's still going.
That's not healthy. I'm sorry. I've never been that excited about anything.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Good boy, headlines coming up next. Nancy stepping down. What did that sound like? It was joyous celebration throughout the land.
I sounded like that guy yesterday when I heard she was stepping down.
Exactly. Like, I heard that. We're watching on CNN. We did this. That's what it sounded like.
That's exactly it.
And here's something for the holidays. You know, that warm holiday feeling, which we're into right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Half of us have a family member we'd like to ban for the holidays.
I can think of two.
Really? Oh, we'll be revealed.
Uh-oh.
Are they listening?
Maybe.
Oh, this would be even better. All right, that more next. The South Florida Morning Show.